of law.
Can the IRS tax a state government if it operates a private business? Well, that was a close decision in the case of the transfixing tax. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO. Governor Alice Smith had been elected on her promise to balance the state's budget. She started vigorously and efficiently to fulfill her promise. She encouraged industry, boosted technical education, promoted recycling, and took steps to improve the state's ecology. One day, the governor learned about the Seven Springs Spa. You see, the springs were on state land, and the waters appear to have medicinal value. Minerals in the water did help mild stomach disorders and digestive problems. People came from miles around to drink this water and take containers of it home with them. The governor thought the water could be bottled and sold all over the country. When she could not find a private company for the project, she arranged to have the state itself run the business. The project was successful, brought in considerable revenue. The state used this revenue to reduce the state's budget debt. Governor Smith was pleased until she received a visit from the U.S. Revenue tax officials. One said,
Governor, the U.S. Revenue Act puts a tax on the sale of mineral waters. Your state is selling this kind of water, so you owe us some money.
The governor said, Gentlemen, you are in error. This sovereign state is not required to pay any such tax to the federal government. Well, the officials did not agree. Push came to shove, and finally the tax office filed suit against Governor Smith's state. In court, the federal attorney said,
The Revenue Act says the sale of mineral water is taxable. Such sales constitute a business, and any business is taxable, no matter who runs it, private industry, or any one of the 50 states. The state should pay what it owes. The state's attorney said,
This attempted tax is an interference with the welfare of the people of this state. The federal government has no right to hamper the operations of the state governments. If this suit is allowed, it'll open the gate to taxes of state sales of power, of state securities, or other state industrial ventures.
The Seven Springs Spa is a natural resource, not subject to federal tax.
What did the court do about the transfixing tax? We'll return with the answer in just a moment. Can the IRS tax a state government if it operates a private business? Yes, said the United States Supreme Court in a split decision. There are indeed some state activities which the federal government may not touch, but this is different. The state has gone into a private, profit-making business. The federal government is entitled to tax private businesses of this kind. When states go into business, they can be taxed just as businesses can. Governor Smith's state, therefore, must pay. In this high court case, it's a point of law on WCCO.